Okay, today's daf is Krisus daf Yud. We left off right after the Mishnah on daf Tesam Bay, so let's again read the Mishnah just to get back into the sugya. So it says in Mishnah, Ha'isha she'yalda vlados harbe. If a woman has many different vlados, v'yipila b'toch shmonim nekeva, v'chazar v'yipila b'toch shmonim nekeva, v'amapelis t'umim, a woman keeps miscarrying one nekeva after another within 80 days of the previous one, or she's mapil, she miscarries twins, so that continues to be on the list, and the Mishnah doesn't say the halacha because it's a continuation of the Mishnah on Daf Tesamar Aleph, where we said that there are five people that are mavian karban echad on multiple averos or on multiple events. Over here, it's not an avera, but a yoledes for multiple situations. So being yoledes, she's only going to bring one karban in these cases because each time that she was yoledes, each time that she was mapil, she was not yet chayiv in the previous karban. That is the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda omer, mevia ala rishon ve'ena mevia ala sheni, mevia ala shlishi ve'ena mevia ala revi'i. The way Rabbi Yehuda understands it is that a woman has a baby, so we start counting toward her 80 days. Within those 80 days, she has a second baby. We pretend that that never happened as in regards to the karban that she would be chayiv. It's as if that second baby was never born. And therefore, if a third baby is miscarried within the 80 days of the second baby, as long as it's after the 80 days are over from the first baby, it's going to be a nuchi of karban, because the second baby counted was as if it didn't happen legabe a karban, and therefore we only are going to cheshbin the 80 days from the first baby. So by the third baby, we're gonna be mechayev a different karban. Then by the fourth baby, within 80 days of the third baby, would not be a karban because it's within 80 days of the third baby. So the fourth baby is ki'ilu, it's not happening legabe a karban. So says Mar Minala, the Tani Tana Kamed Rav Sheshes, Zos Taras Hayaledes, Lazachar Linekeva, and Malamichim via Karban Echad al Vlados Harbe. We see that the Shita, the Tanakama, that you bring one carbon from many Vlados is learned from the word Toras, that Toras is Mashma Rabim. So since it says Zos Taras Hayaledes, so from many different situations of being a Yaledes, a woman is still only going to bring one carbon. Yachal Af Al Haleda Vi Al Haziva, I might think that she can get away with bringing only one karban for Leda and Ziva for both of those issues. Tamalom are Zos. That's why it says Zos. Then no, for Yoledes, as long as it's multiple situations of Yoledes, she could bring only one karban. But once you bring in a situation of Ziva as well, that's still going to be an independent karban. Katani yachal al leida v'yal aziva ein v'yal karban echad. Wait a second. What was the hava amina? We had a hava amina that for Yoledes and Ziva, it's going to be one combined karban for the two of them together. Elameata achla dam v'yalda hachinami deim v'yin el karban echad. So what if a woman eats dam? Stam, a totally separate issa for which she needs to bring a karban, and she's a Yoledes. So what, you think there's a hava amina that she's only going to bring one karban? Where do we come off getting such a havamina, having such a havamina, that doing stam and iser combined with the Yoledes is going to be one karban? So we would never have such a havamina. Similarly, we should never have such a havamina that being a zava and being a Yoledes gets you one karban would suffice. So says Gemara, yeah, you're right. We never had really such a havamina. Emahachi yochal al haleda shalifnei melos v'al haleda shalachem melos tamalom rezos. I might have thought that for multiple ledos, even if they're not within 80 days of each other, one week before the malos, one after the malos, meaning one after the malos of the previous one, that it would still be only one karban. So that's why it comes to tell me, no, once it's achar malos, once you're having the second baby after the malos of the first baby, so then it's going to be considered a separate chiyuv karban. The woman's going to have to bring two karbanos l'kulei alma. Everyone would agree to that halacha. Good, so Yipila B'toch Shmonim. The Mishnah mentioned if she's mapil during the 80 days, so we have this Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tanakama. Tanakama understands that each Leda is considered to be subsumed under the previous Ledas, because the second Leda does matter, it's just that it's not going to be chayiv its own karban, but it matters in terms of starting the count again, legabe the third Leda, that if the third Leda happens within 80 days of the second second Vleda, then you're still not going to be chayiv a separate carbon. That was the sheet of the Tanakama. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the second Vleda doesn't matter at all. It's ki'ilu, it never happened. And therefore, the third Vleda is going to be counted based on the 80 days of the first Vleda. And if it happens 80 days after the first Vleda, it's going to be chayiv a separate carbon. So says Gemara Kshtim Tzlom, the Rabbi Yehuda Vlad Rishon Goreim, Umi Vlad Rishon Mona, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Vlad Rishon is what we're focused on, and we do the counting of the 80 days from the Vlad Rishon. The Divrei Chachamim, according to the Chachamim, Vlad Sheni Gorim, Umi Vlad Sheni Mona, that it's the Vlad Sheni that's critical, and therefore we count from the Vlad Sheni, meaning even though the Vlad Sheni is not going to be Mechayiv a separate carbon from what you're Mechayiv by the Vlad Rishon, but we do count the days of the Leda from the Vlad Sheni, because your one chi of carbon is assumed to be on the Vlad Sheni, as opposed to, let's say, just the Vlad Rishon. So says Mark Shtimtzi Lomar, Pshita, what do you mean? Hachi Isa. What kind of comment is that? That I think I have a chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda says Mivlad, that is Mivlad Rishon Mona, and that the Chum say Mivlad Sheni Mona. What do you mean, you think? That's what it says. That's what it says in the Mishnah. What did we add just now that it didn't say explicitly in the Mishnah? So Mapelis to Umi Mitzrichle. No, the chiddush is when twins are born. I might have thought that when it's twins, Rabbi Yehuda would be modded the Rabbanan, meaning even Rabbi Yehuda thinks that the Vlad Sheni we completely ignore, that it's considered as if it never happened, and we only count from the Vlad Rishon, that in the case of Tumim, in case of twins, that Rabbi Yehuda would, I would think Rabbi Yehuda would be modded to the Rabbanan, that it's considered a Leda Arichta, it's considered one long Leda, and therefore the second Leda still counts as part of a Leda, so we should count from the second Leda. That's what I would have thought that Rabbi Yehuda would be modded the Rabbanan, Kamash Malan. So that's what comes to tell me, even when it's a situation of twins, Rabbi Yehuda would still stand his ground and say that we do not count from the second Leda, we only count from the first Leda. All of that is legabe the halacha of bringing karbanos. How many karbanos do you bring? Are you chayiv a new karban for a new miscarriage? That was the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, would Rabbi Yehuda carry his shita over to other areas of halacha as well? What about, for instance, Tuma and Tahara? When he says that the second Leda didn't happen, we view it as if it never happened. Mamish, we view it as if it never happened. So let's see. Ibayilahu. Betuma Mali Amar Rabbi Yehuda. What about in the Lugabe, the halachos of Tuma? What would Rabbi Yehuda say then? Mi Amrina Nadkan lo Kamal Rabbi Yehuda Vlad Sheni Kamal Lesi Dami Elin Karban. Kivin lo Yasa Shor Shuru Lahakrav Ba Karban Hol Vachain Vlad Sheni Kamal Lesi Dami. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only says his Shita Lugabe a Karban. You see how expressive the Gemara is? The Gemara could have said that in three words, but the Gemara expresses the whole Shita again. That Rabbi Yehuda would only, that's Krisus. That's just, that's why there's so many words in Krisus. That Rabbi Yehuda, and because there are no Tosin on the page, but Rabbi Yehuda says that maybe Rabbi Yehuda only says his halacha that we view the second Vlad as if it never happened in regards to a Karban. That since it never had a time where it was right to be makar of a Karban, so the Vlad Sheni is command delay seidami. The Vlad Sheni is as if he was never there. Avali, because when the Vlad Sheni came, it wasn't a time that was right to be makar of a Karban for the Vlad Rishon yet. So that's why the Vlad Sheni is ki'ilu, it never happened. Legabe the world of Karbanos. But maybe in the world of Tum and Tahara we do count the Vlad Sheni, and therefore what would happen? The way it would work out is as follows. If let's say the Vlad Sheni is born or is miscarried 60 days after the Vlad Rishon, so right then, even though you have another 20 days of Yimei Tahar, right then you would count 2 weeks of Yimei Tumah for the Vlad Sheni, followed by Yimei Tohar for the Vlad Sheni, followed by being Mashlim, the missing Yimei Tohar for the Vlad Rishon. So it would extend the whole process beyond 80 days after the Vlad Sheni. You would have to make up all the missing Yimei Tohar from the Vlad Rishon. So it turned out that Rabbi Yehuda is telling us this tremendous kula, that Vlad Sheni is considered to be, I'm sorry, that it would turn out that Rabbi Yehuda would be saying that the Vlad Sheni does matter, legabe tumen tahara. Oh, Dilmer, maybe no. Maybe the Rabbi Yehuda, chumruh Baruch Hu De'islei, Avalacha Kulahu V'Kula Leslei. Yeah, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would only say it L'Chumra, but he would not say, Lakula. He would not, Rabbi Yehuda would be willing to stand his ground and say the Vlad Sheni doesn't count at all when that's going to be a Chumra, but not when it's going to be a Kula. So says Gemara, Amra Funumi. So what the Gemara is going to do, until the Mishnah, and Amud Beis really, what we're going to do, this whole Sugya is about bringing Rayos, what Rabbi Yehuda really holds. Do we assume that the Vlad Sheni makes a difference in the world of Tumah and Tahara, in that it pushes back the whole cheshbon from the original vlad, that it puts a pause on the cheshbon of the original yimei tohar, and that yimei tohar is going to end up being completed after the yimei tumah v'tohar of the vlad sheni. So we're going to bring four rayas. First raya is going to be the longest one, four rayas in total, and the first two are going to be unsuccessful, the last two are going to be successful. So Tashima, raya number one. Yoledas shochtin v'zarkon ala b'yomem l'zachar b'yom shmonim l'nekeva. Our daily mention of Pesach, on the Erev Pesach, Yoledas, you could shecht the Karban Pesach for her, and you could be zorek, the dam of the Karban Pesach for her, on Yomem, the 40th day after giving birth to a boy, or on the 80th day after giving birth to a girl, even though right now she's not allowed to eat kachim yet, because she's still within the Yomem and the 40 days of the boy, 80 days of a girl. So Ad Kan Tamehi, so says Gemara, wait a second, how are you allowed to do that? At nighttime, she's still not going to be able to eat, because at nighttime, she still needs the carb on the following day in order to be able to eat. So she's still going to be tame in that regard. Meaning she's not going to be able to eat kachim. Vamra chista hamani Rabbi Yehudihi. Damar Vlad Sheni kemandalese dami. No, we must be assuming, like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda says that the second Vlad is as if it doesn't exist. So what are we talking about? We're talking about where it's the 40th day from the second Vlad, 41st day from the first Vlad. Meaning they were born one day apart from each other. It was twins that are born one day apart from each other. So it was the 41st day from the first Vlad. And even though she hasn't yet brought her Karbanos, Erev Pesach is her day of bringing Karbanos. Because that's how we're doing the cheshbon. That Erev Pesach is her day of bringing the Karbanos, and she hasn't yet brought them. And we're saying that you're allowed to bring the Karban Pesach, assuming that she's going to be able to bring her Karbanos. But if, when it comes to the Yimei Tumah V'Tahar, this second Vlad counts as something, if we're counting from the second Vlad, how could she bring on the 40th day? 40th day, that night, she's not going to be able to bring either. It must be that even in the world of Tumah and Tahara, not only in the world of Karbanos, even in the world of Tumah and Tahara, Rabbi Yehuda views that second Vlad as if he doesn't exist. And therefore the Cheshbon goes from the days of the first Vlad. So that seems to be a Raya. No, maybe really Rabbi Yehuda holds that even in the world of Tumah and Tahara, that in the world of Tumah and Tahara, the Vlad Sheni counts as something, and we would count the Yimei Tumah and Tohar from the Vlad Sheni. V'chitanyahu bePesach haba b'tumah. No, the reason why we're allowed to bring the Karban Pesach for this woman is because we're talking about a Karban Pesach haba b'tumah. So we don't care that she's still tamei legabe achilas kachim from her leida. We don't care that she's yoledes. The whole Karban Pesach is being brought b'tumah. Like for instance, it would have to be if Mashiach comes any time after today. If he were to come today, we were to be able to be tahar in time to bring Karban Pesach. Comes tomorrow, we're stuck, right? So what would we do? Tumah u'tribut tzibur, and you bring the Karban Pesach b'tumah. So good. So that's Pesach haba b'tumah. So frak the Gemara umi achla. Does Yoledes get to eat a Pesach haba b'tumah? Vatran Pesach haba b'tumah lo yochli mimenu zavim v'zavos nidos v'yoldos. The halach is a Pesach that's haba b'tumah. You're not allowed to eat if you are a zava nida or Yoledes. The halach of the tumah is hutra b'tzibur is only in regards to tumas meis. Pasuk says ishkiya tamil nefesh, and that's where we darshan that ish nidchel a Pesach sheni vein tzibur nidachin ella osim b'tumah, that a tzibur is not nidchel a Pesach sheni. That there's only a din of Pesach Sheni for an individual, but a tzibur would still bring a b'tumah. That was said in the context of a pasuk of tamei lenefesh, of someone who's tamei to a dead body. But if you have some sort of other tumah, certainly you're not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. So don't tell me that we're talking about that Rabbi Yehuda really holds for Tumah and Tahara, the Vlad Sheni counts, and over here, even though she's Tame, she's going to be allowed to eat. No, she would not be allowed to eat if she was Tame. Says the Gemara, Hi lo achli ki lo tvilan. Kitanya he deshocht and vzorkan la da tavla. So he says, no, the big difference. When do we say that that Zav Zav and Nidu Yoledes cannot eat? That's when they didn't undergo tevila. This girl underwent tevila. This woman underwent tevila already. What did she not have? She just didn't have her kapara yet. She's a mechuser kapara. So she would be allowed to eat a Pesach that's brought bituma. Ihachti says, if that's true, Mishmini delay hu dechazia should be able to eat already from the 8th day. Why do we say the 40th day of the Zachar, the 80th day of the Nekeva, 8 days after the Leda, she'd already be able to eat? Because that's when she has a Tevila already. She's a Mechuser Kippurim after that in regards to Kachim. So says Gemara, Mishmini lo chazia kasavar Tevila yom dezav kezav dami, because she's considered a Tevilas yom arichta. She has she goes to the mikvah on day 8, but then she's considered to be a Tevil Yom still. If a Tevil Yom of a Zav, we consider like a Zav itself. That would not be good enough. Ihachi, so says Gemara, okay, so you want to say it's Tevil Yom of a Zav is like a Zav, B'yomem Nami Lo Chazia. She shouldn't be able to eat on Yom Mem either. La'ai, B'yomem Chazia. No, on the 40th day she can eat. Kasavar, Mechusra Kippurim Dezav, Lav Kezav Dami. That although a Tevil Yom Kezav is Kezav Dami, and after the Tevila on the 8th day, she has a din of a Tevelis Yom, but a Mechusar Kippurim of a Zav is not like a Zav. So after the 40th day is over, meaning that night when she's already Muteres Betruma, she's already gone through all the Tawar. What does she need? She just needs a Karban to enable her to eat Kachim. So that's a Mechusar Kippurim of a Zav. Mechusar Kippurim of a Zav does not have a din of a Zav. Frankly, Gemara, that's good if you hold that way. But Rav Adam Mechusar Kippurim Dezav Kezav Dami Hamasniyase Eichem Mitaritzla. What if you hold like Rav, who holds that Mechusar Kippurim of a Zav does have the status of a Zav? So now, how are you going to be Mitaritz? How are you going to say that she's allowed to eat it because she's Betumas Yoledes and only in a Mechusar Kippurim state of Tumas Yoledes, and therefore she's allowed to eat a Karban Pesach Zav Betuma? How could you say that? So Ravashi Rav Mitaritzla. B'yomem liyitziras zachar, b'yom shmonim liyitziras nekeva. Totally different understanding of the whole Braisa. When we said Yoledes on the 40th or 80th day, you could shech the Karban Pesach for her. So we thought we meant the 40th day after the birth of a zachar, the 80th day after the birth of a nekeva. It's not what we meant at all. It meant the 40th day after the Yitziras HaZachar, the conception of the Zachar, the 80th day after conceiving a Nekeva, that she has a miscarriage on Erev Pesach. Don't worry, you could still bring Karban Pesach for her, as long as the miscarriage is that early, that it's the 40th day after conception, or 80th day after conception of a Nekeva. Rabbi Shmali, Damal Lezachar Mem, Da'amal Lezachar Mem Ve'echad, the Nekeva Shmona Ve'echad. And we're assuming, like Rabbi Shmal, that assumes that the Tzuras HaVlad is only completed, we would think, or we're normally used to thinking, the way we would paskin, that Tzuras HaVlad is 40 days. That it takes 40 days for, regardless whether it's a boy or a girl, the stages of pregnancy are not do not happen more quickly for a boy than they do for a girl. There's the Yetziras HaVlad, it takes 40 days no matter what. But Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold that way. Rabbi Shmuel holds 41 days after conception by a boy, you have Yetziras HaVlad. You now have a real life fetus as opposed to just what we would call Maya Bi'alma. And 81 days after the conception of a baby girl, you have a real life fetus, and it's not just Maya Ba'alma. So that's why, Rabbi Shmuel, that's how we're going to explain this Braisa. The Braisa says, on the 40th day of a boy, 80th day of a girl, meaning after the conception, if she miscarries, where it's not yet day 41, not yet day 81, don't worry, she's not a Yoledes. She's not going to be Tameh. So you can bring the Karban Pesach for her. She'll be able to eat the Karban Pesach that night, says the Gemara. Good, so she's not a Yoledes, but you know what she is? Sof, typically, the Tamei Himishum Nida. She should still be Tamei Himishum Nida, because every time a woman gives birth, blood comes out. So she has a miscarriage, blood comes out. That should make her a Nida. Answers the Gemara, Beleda Yavishta. Now we're assuming that there was no blood that came out, and therefore you would only have to worry about Yoledas, but it's Maya Ba'alma, so it's just like a discharge of Stam, a stain that's not that doesn't have a din of a Leda, nor does it have a din of Nida. Iyachi Maila Meimra. Then what's the big Chiddush? Obviously, a woman has some sort of clear mucus discharge. You wouldn't say that she's puzzled from eating the Karm Pesach. So if she has this Maya Ba'alma that comes out, and no Dam that comes out at all, also she's not puzzled. From eating carbon based on what's the chiddush? No, mal detema if shal psichus kev blodam kamash mon dav shal psichus kev blodam. I might have thought that once she's miscarrying, so the uterus is opening up, and it's impossible for the uterus to open up without dam coming out, without at least some dam coming out, without dam nida coming out. So kamash mon that we assume not that way. That we assume that it's efshal psichus kev blodam, that it is possible for the uterus to open up without dam coming out. If you look at Tosos, kamash mon. Pirish, the Kamash Mulan is that Efshal the Psichas HaKever below Dam, Vahachi Pasuk B'Shiltos to Ravachai, Mehai Dahacha, Midashokhtim Dzorkin. So unbelievable. You want to know where we have the Raya, what we hold in this major Nida Sugya of Efshal the Psichas HaKever below Dam, or Efshal the Psichas HaKever below Dam, is it or is it not possible for the uterus to open up without Dam coming out, which by the way is a major Halacha L'maisa Sugya in regards to gynecological examinations and things like that. Sometimes instruments will be inserted that will open up the uterus, so there are certain shiurim in terms of how much. Some of the instruments are very tiny, and maybe that wouldn't be called a psichus kever, but if we assume the efshal psichus kever below dam, that alone would make the woman a nida, just from the examination, even if she didn't see any dam. So this is a major sugya in halacha, as well as in lamdus, and Tosfos says, where do we find the answer? How we paskin? Krisus Dav Yud. We find it over here, because the only way we're going to be able to explain the Braisa is by saying that Efshel Psich Sakever below Dam. That's what we have to be saying, that it's possible to have Psich Sakever below Dam. That's what Tosfos quotes from the Shiltos. The Rashba in the Torah of Bayis in Bayis Zayin Shar Vav, the Rashba writes that Lahalach we paskin that ain't Psich Sakever below Dam. Why? Why would he paskin against our Gemara? Because the primary sugi is a sugi of Nida. Nida daf chaf aleph. There is a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, about a woman who's mapelas chaticha, some sort of a chunk of meat or whatever, of flesh, came out of her. The Rabbanan say that if there's dam with it, she's tameya. If there's no dam with it, she's taura. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, she's tamei either way. So the Gemara says, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about whether this psich sakev below dam. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, ef shel psich sakev below dam, says the Rashba, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Why do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Because in the sugya, in Nida, Rava paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, Rava and Daf Samuch Vav in Nida, paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and we always paskin like Rava, because Rava is the Basra'a, Rava is the later Shita, Hilchsuk Basra'a, so that's why we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, against our Gemara. So asks the Rashba, wait a second, what about in Krisus? The Maskan of our Gemara in Krisus is that there is Psichus HaKever below Dam, you can have Psichus HaKever without any Dam coming out, and Rava himself explains this Braisa in Krisus in that way, so says the Rashba. What the Gemara means to say over here is that al karchach, this braisa holds that there's psichus hakever below dam. Otherwise, she would be tamei nida even if we were a lady abeshta. So that's what the Gemara asked. That according to this Tana, what's the chiddush of the braisa? So the Gemara says, yeah, that's gufa the chiddush of the braisa. According to this Tana, the Tana who's authoring the braisa is trying to teach me the chiddush that there is such a thing as psichus hakever below dam. But that's only to explain the shita of the Tana of this braisa. Yes, that is what the Tana of this braisa is going to teach me. That is not telling me that Rava holds that way. La halacha, we're just trying to explain what the shita of the Tana of the braisa is. Saying Achinami, that is the shita of the Tana of the braisa. But it is not at all a reflection of what Rava actually holds. Rava holds that we don't paskin like the Tana of this braisa. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda because the Rabbi Yehuda is more correct. That's the shita that we paskin like of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, on this issue of Yefshal Psikhsakev Blodam, the Tosi Yishonim asks a very interesting question. He says, I don't understand. If you hold that Eim Psikhsakev Blodam, so by every single Leda, the Yoledas is going to be Tamei Nida. Right, whether there's blood or not, we assume that there's blood. Whether we see the blood or not, we assume that there is blood. If you hold the Efshel Psichus HaKever below dam, every time a woman has a baby, she's Tamei Nida. So he says, why does the Torah have to tell me that after a woman has a baby boy, she's Tamei for 7 days? Of course she's tummy for 7 days. She's a nida. Every time blood comes out, she's a nida. And a nida is tummy for 7 days, midaraisa. What are we adding when the Pasuk in Parshas Tetzaviah tells us that when she's yoleda zachar, that she's tummy for 7 days, if it's true that Eif showed the Pesach to cover blood down? So that's the kasha of the Tosfos Yeshanim. So Tosfos Yeshanim is mitaretz that without the Pasuk, I would have thought that a yoleda zachar is tummy for 2 weeks. Why would I have thought that? Because a Yoledes Nekeva has more Yumei Tohar, twice the Yumei Tohar of Yoledes Zachar. So I would think a Nekeva has more Tahara properties than a Zachar, and yet the Yoledes Nekeva is still Tamei for 2 weeks. So the Zachar, who has less Tahara, all the more so should be Tamei for 2 weeks. That's what I would have thought. That's why I need the Torah to Dafka tell me that she's Tamei for 7 days. But Achronim give a much better answer, or not even, I wouldn't even call it an answer. They don't even understand the Kasha. All the Gedolei Achronim, the Sidrei Torah, the Minchas Chinuch, Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Rashash, the Aruch Neir, Sfas Emes, all the Gedolei Achronim point out very pashut that even if you hold the Pesach Kever Blodan and every Leda she's Tamei Shivas Yom Mishum Nida, but still, let's say she was already in Nida by the time she gave birth, and she's giving birth on the 6th day of her Nidus. So what would the halacha be mitam nida? If a woman sees dam nida on a daraisa level on the 6th day of being a nida, she only has one more day, and then she could still go to the mikvah. She'd be tahar. Because mida oraisa, you could bleed all 7 days. As long as you stop before the end of the 7th day, she could go to the mikvah that night. So if we're only concerned about dam nida shabo, so then if she were previously a nida, it would be a giant kula. We'd let her go to the mikvah as soon as the 7 days of whenever she started being a nida was. But since that's what we need the Torah to tell me, we need the Torah to dafka say that it's not only Tumas Nida, she has Tumas Yoledes. It's a different kind of Tumah called Tumas Yoledes. So that's what all the Achronim point out. They're not even sure what the Kasha is. It's so Pashut that that's the Torah. Furthermore, many of the Achronim write, you need a Pasuk to tell me Yoledes Tame because of the Leda, because what if she has a Leda during the Yimei Ziva? Yeah, there's Dam there. So Dam normally we associate with Dam Nidus, but that's only during the period of Yimei Nida. But on the Daraisa level, we don't keep this anymore, but on the Daraisa level, we're mechalik between Yimei Nida and Yimei Ziva. And if a woman bleeds for 1 day during the Yimei Ziva, she's a Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom. She's not Tamei for 7 days. So that's why I need the Torah to tell me that even though Yefshel B'sich Skever Blow Dam, when she has a baby, she has Tumas Yoledes. That's going to be Metamei for 7 days, no matter what. So it's unclear exactly what the Kasha of the Tos Yeshanim actually was. Okay, now we move on to Raya number 2. Again, we're still trying to figure out a Raya whether of Yehuda holds the second Leda is inconsequential even in regards to Yimei Tumah and Yimei Tara. So Amar Rav Shmaya Toshima, we'll bring a raya from the following. Pasuk says that if she gives birth to a Nekeva, she's Tami Shvu'ayim Kenidasa, V'shishim Yom, V'sheshes Yomim, Teshev Al Dmei Tara. It says for 66 days, she has Yimei Tohar. But the way it says it is 60 days, and 6 days, she has Yimei Tohar. So Tashma, Shishim Yachal, Bein Ritzuf and Bein Mufuzar, and I might think those 60 days could be condensed or scattered. They could be consecutive, rather, or scattered. Tamlom or Yom, that's why it says Yom. Ma Yom Ratzuf, Av Shishim Kulun Ritzufin. Just like a day happens at one time, so too all 60 days have to happen at the same time. So Mani, who's the author of that? Who's making that comment that all 60 days have to happen consecutively and there can't be any pauses in the middle of the 60 days? Ilem Rabbanan, if you want to say it's going like the Rabbanan, Mias Rabbanan Mufuzarin, is there even a possibility of Mufuzarin according to the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan say that we count from the Vlad Sheni, so you never finish the Yimei Torah of the Rishon, we just follow the Vlad Sheni. So there would never be Mufuzarin. Whatever the latest Leda is, that starts the clock anew. So you start the clock and you forget whatever was on the clock beforehand. So it would always be consecutive. There's no Hava Amina to say that it wouldn't be consecutive. Elav Rabbi Yehudi, must be that we're similar like Rabbi Yehuda. And from the fact that we say that they have to be Ritzufim, so it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda holds that L'chumra, we view the Vlad Sheni as if it doesn't exist. But L'kula, he does not say that we view it as if it doesn't exist. From a Kula perspective, he would say that we would not restart the clock on the Yimei Tohar of the first baby after the second babies Yimei Torah are done. So lo liolam rabbanan he. Now maybe that's not a raya at all. Maybe we're assuming like the rabbanan. V'hachamay askinan liolad the zachar mitoch shmonim shal nekeva. Maybe we're talking about a case where you give birth to a male within the 80 days of giving birth to a female, and the 40 days after giving birth to the male are done before the 80 days from the birth to the female. So shalmin yomi dekadma v'ad kan de basra lo shalmin da rabbanu v'acheni manu. So it says, but it would still work out that it still wouldn't work out. You still would never be able to have such a situation that you'd finish the 40 days before the 80 days are over, because think about the cheshbon. How would it work out? The 14 days after the baby girl is born, she's tameh, right? So you can't do anything. So let's say she conceives on day 15, right? Day 15 after the baby girl is born. In order for it to be a vlad, for the zachar to count as a vlad at all, it needs to be in utero for 40 days. So now you're on day 54. And then, in order for the yimei toar of the zachar to end, it would have to be 40 days later. So now you're on day 95, right? It was 55. Now you're on day 95. So that's already after the 80 days of the Nekeva are over. So it doesn't work out. El Mishkach Sal Rabbanan Bialadis Ta'omim. No, the case of the Rabbanan, it could be even going like the Rabbanan we're talking about, where you give birth to twins. Nekeva Kadmaisav Zachar Basra'a, where it's first a baby girl, then a baby boy. So you don't have to wait till day 55 after the Leidas HaNekeva for the Leidas HaZachar. It was the same pregnancy where the Zachar and Nekeva came from. Vikimin Dialidte Zachar. So since the Zachar is born on the 20th day of the Meitara, let's say, of the Nekeva, because they were in utero at the same time, so now you need 7 days of Tuma for the Zachar. I might have thought that the Zachar should interrupt the days of the Nekeva, but of the 80 days of the Nekeva, but then you'll continue and you'll pick them up later. Tamalomar Yom. That's why the pasuk says Yom. Ma Yom Kulo Ratzafav Shishim Kulo Nutzufin. But that's all within the sheet of the Rabbanan. So this is not a raya at all to Rabbi Yehuda. Just by saying that you need Shishim Rutzufin, we don't know that that's going dafka like Rabbi Yehuda. So says Gemara Amar Rabbi Tashema. Let's bring another raya. Shloshim Yachol Bein Rutzufin Bein Mufuzarin. When it says Shloshim Shloshes Yamim, Shloshim Yom Shloshes Yamim for the Zachar. So I might think it could happen Bein Rutzufin. Just like one day is Ratzav, so too 30 days have to be Ratzav. So Maniha, who's the author? Ilem Rabbanan, Umisul Rabbanan Mufuzarin, Ha'am Rabbanan Vlacheni Mani. It can't be going like the Rabbanan would never have a Havamim to split it up. They always say you count from the second Vlad. Elav Rabbi Yehudahi. No, it must be going like Rabbi Yehuda. And over here we can't say that we're talking about splitting up because there was another baby born in between, because we're already talking in the world of Zachar. So the clock started with only 40 days on the clock. So it must be that we're going like Rabbi Yehuda. Shmamina chumra is like kula lasle. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds this lechumra, but not lekula. Fourth raya, vodam Ravashi Tashma v'sheish yam yachal bein ritzuf and bein mufuzarin. When it says v'sheish yam, these 6 days have to be bein ritzuf and bein mufuzarin. They could happen either way, whether ritzuf or mufuzarin. Tamalom or shishim. So that's why the pasuk has to say shishim. Ma shishim kulun ritzuf and af shisha kulun ritzuf. And tell me that it's not so. That just like the shishim have to be ritzufin, so too do the shisha money. Ilem rabbanim yisul rabbanim mufuzarin. If we're assuming like the Rabbanan hold of Mufuzarin to begin with, the Rabbanan say we always start the clock with the second baby. So it must be that we're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda. So we see that we count l'chumra, but not l'kula. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda would not say that the count of the first baby is interrupted and then picked up again afterwards on the second baby. Fine. Next Mishnah. Elam avin karban ol v'yari. The following five people bring a carbon olav yari. Olav yari depends on how rich or poor you are, what level of carbon you have to bring. Al shmias kol, a shvus ha'edus, val bitoy svasayim, and a shvus bitoy, val tumas mikdash kudash, if someone goes into the base of mikdash when they're tame, or is mitame some kachim, vayoledes, vamitzora. Those are the five that bring carbon olav yari. Tan rabbanim, yesh mevi bedalus vashirus, yesh mevi bedalus, yesh mevi bedalidalus. Some things are brought as dalus vashirus, some things are brought bedalus, some things are brought bedalidalus. Which means Ashirus would mean an animal, Dalus would mean birds, Dale Dalus would mean a mincha. Yoledes may be bedalus vashirus. Yoledes brings either birds or animals. Mitzora may be bedalus. Mitzora would bring birds. Shmiya sakol biter susayim. Matumas mikdash kedashav mevin bedalus vedalei dalus. All those other halachas they bring either birds or even if they're really poor they would bring flour. Tanya idach yesh may be echad tachas echad. Yesh may be shneim tachas shneim. Yesh may be shneim tachas echad. Yesh may be echad tachas shneim. Sometimes when you're downgraded due to poor economic conditions, so you bring one instead of two, sometimes you bring two instead of one, sometimes you bring one carbon instead of one, sometimes you bring two instead of two. Mikana talam l'asir seifa pruta. And we're also going to see from here that l'asir seifa flour, the total cost should only be a pruta. So yaledus mevi achas, now we're going to give examples of each. Yaledus mevi achas tachas achas. Yaledus brings one carbon instead of another carbon. Preda achas va'of tachas keves. One preda of an oaf instead of a sheep. Mitzora shtei preidin tachas shnei kvasim. A mitzora would bring shnei preidin, two birds, instead of two sheep. Shmiya sakol bitzus v'sayim metumas mekdash kedashav mevi'in beis preidin tachas kivs achas. They would bring two birds instead of one sheep. Mevi'in bedalei dalos asiru seifa tachas shnei preidin. And when they're really poor, they would bring flour instead of two birds. Katani mikana talam v'asiru seifa shiba pruta. So we said, from here you see, the asiru seifa flour only costs a pruta. Minolan, how do we see that from here? The Tanur Rabban, we have a bride, so we got to get are mathematically inclined right now. Hamar arei b'sela l'mizbeach, maybe keves. Shein davar kar b'sela ela keves. We learn that if you say you're going to bring a sela for the mizbeach, you bring a sheep, because a sheep cost one sela. Mimai mitkam rachmana el asham b'kesef shkalim mechal de keves ben shana b'sela. So we see that a keves ben shana costs a sela. A sela is 4 dinar. So midichsiv keves ben shana so utzan amdu kinim b'biyom b'revasayim. And we learned in our Mishnah that kinim, that birds started costing 1/4 of a dinar. So when a keves costs a sela, birds cost 1/4 of a dinar, which is 1/16th of a sela. So umidchas rachmana le dedalus namavi chad mishisas ba'ashirus. So what do we see? That dalus is 1/16th the price of ashirus. So chas rachmana le dedali dalus namavi chad mishisas ba'dalus. So dali dalus, the flower must cost 1/16th of what the birds cost. So if the birds cost 1/4 of a dinar, the flower must cost 1/16th of that. Im kain dalas kama havya riva. So how much were the birds? 1/4 of a dinar. V'kama priti b'riva. How many prutos are in 1/4 of a dinar? Arbaim v'timini priti. There are 48 prutos. Chad mishisas or kama havi dalas plus a priti. So how much is 1/16 of 48? 3 prutos. So v'ktani mikana talam v'asir sefer pruta. That's how we see that flour should cost only a pruta. What? Am I pruta? Hamar tasir sefer dali dalasu. V'amin chad mishisrei dalas v'chashrin d'gimel priti avyan. No, you just said that it's 3 prutos, not 1 pruta. Says Maratanim Yoledes Yalev Demasya Preda Achas Tachas Keves. No, we're learning from Yoledes, where you don't bring 2 birds, you bring 1 bird instead of the sheep. Davichad Mitlasin Vitrin De Keves. So now the cost of your bird is 1/32nd of a sheep, meaning it's 1/8 of a dinar. Va'ad Kan Dalei Dalus Kamahavi Chad Mishisa Sabedalus. And now you want to say the flour is going to be 1/16th of the cost of the bird. Demehecha Yalev Mikeves Va'ayil. So what's 1/16th of the cost? If 2 birds is 48 prutos, 1 bird is 24 prutos. 1/16th of that is a pruta. No, it's not. It's 1.5 prutos. So it still doesn't work out. So Amrava Kula Milsim Yoledes Yalev Achikamer. Midchas Rachman Alei Dedalus Mavi Chad Mintlasim Vitrin Ashirus Umayi Yoledes Achikchas Rachman Alei Dedalus Mavi Chad Mintlasim Vitrin Bedalus. Just like the bird is 1/32nd of a sheep, so too the flower is 1/32nd the price of a bird. So good. So now 1 bird is 24 prutos. What's 1/32nd of that? A pruta. Not exactly a pruta. It's a little less than a pruta. Ihachi Riva de Pruta Nechi Riva de Pruta Avi. It's really 3/4 of a pruta. But still, achinami al davar karan l'suy pachs mipruta l'makom. But you wouldn't bring less than a pruta for a korban. That would just be disrespectful. So therefore, we bring flour that's worth 1 pruta. Okay, pick up the mission tomorrow.